Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We are basking in a Victory Monday here on The Fan, presented by Chenigo Mios, a 2024 top workplace. You can visit careers@mios.com. And at 3-1, having won three in a row, scoring over 38 points in consecutive weeks for the first time since 1991.
Well, they scored 38, not over 38.
Okay, over 37.
There you go.
38 or more.
There you go.
A lot of points.
80 points in the last 2 weeks.
I love first time so since much. 1991, which was a pretty good year.
I love not watching Ron Rivera-led Commanders football.
How awesome
it's actually
it?
Exciting
How
and
awesome
fun
was
to watch.
It to see Dan Quinn just fired up after a defensive stop.
Yeah, and he gets excited.
And the guys are coming off the field, and he's going, great effing jobs, you know, high-five. And I never saw that from Ron.
Ron is just
maybe early, but
I think you saw some of it. But they lost a lot of games.
Didn't see a lot of it.
Ron on the sidelines was borderline catatonic.
Yeah.
Like you could barely tell he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
Arms folded, stoic.
He was so
very
bad.
Little emotion.
He was so checked out.
Nice man. Bad coach.
Ron,
even worse personnel guy.
I'm sorry. Ron talk needs to be banned. New era.
I'm
past it.
And I know, but we're scarred.
I'm kind of the same way with RG3 talk. Like RG3,
he's irrelevant.
That's a dozen years ago.
Yeah.
Like 10 quarterbacks.
Ron's irrelevant. RG3's irrelevant.
Yeah.
New era.
All about Jaden.
Jaden time.
Jaden, all Jaden all the time.
With Jaden Daniels playing as he has played, with the team at 3-1, with all the points that goes back to 1991, the last time they've scored this many points in back to back weeks, are they a legit playoff team? Are they the division favorite?
Well, they're definitely a legit playoff team now.
They're kind of
division
favorite. Right now.
I think they're probably maybe they're still slightly behind Dallas or Philly. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the odds.
We haven't seen them head to head yet.
Yeah, I want to see how they fare against.
But
those
when
teams.
You're 3-1, yeah, you're definitely a playoff, contender, 100%.
Dallas looks like a mess. I know they got a win against the Giants, but they were fortunate there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles. They just haven't been right. Like, there was talk last year, after going to after being so good Sirianni's first year, there was talk last year that Sirianni could get canned.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there's some sort of rift between him and Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's true or not. But Hurts last year threw a bunch of interceptions. Now, like I said, he had 38 total touchdowns because of the tush push, whatever. But he seems to be still throwing interceptions, fumbling the ball. There's a turnover problem there. And they've got a bunch of injuries.
Getting back to the Cowboys before we go to the calls, have you looked at their schedule over the next month?
Mm-mm. It ain't easy.
3-4 on the road, at the Steelers, home to the Lions, at the Niners, at the Falcons.
Yeah.
And what about our schedule?
I mean,
much easier.
All I know is home to the Browns is next. I know they're playing the Panthers in that stretch.
The Bears, the Ravens, the Giants. Really, the only one where we're decided underdogs, I think, is the Ravens game.
With a game lead, yeah. I mean, the division just isn't as daunting as it usually is, and you just pointed out why.
The Commanders have are tied with the Cowboys for the second best odds to win the division at plus 240. The Eagles are plus 110.
Schedule right, is so important.
And Scott Abraham pointed this out yesterday. I didn't realize this. Over the next month, they don't leave the state of Maryland to play a game because their only road game is at Baltimore.
Mm.
No travel over the next month. That's good.
Didn't hurt them in Arizona.
They couldn't roll out a better start than what they have
it's
right
pretty
now.
Pretty good looking start.
The Commanders right now to make the playoffs, yes, is plus 115. No, minus 140.
Minus 140?
So they're still favored to not make the playoffs.
Slightly favored to not make
slightly
the playoffs.
Though.
That's crazy.
It's basically a coin flip.
I mean, I get it, but it seems...
People still expect Philly to win the division. Remember, probably changed this week, but last week we did a similar poll, and Philly garnered about 65% of the votes.
We have to. Listen, I don't care what happens. We have to beat the Bears. We got it. We got to.
Gotta, gotta beat Caleb.
Well, you gotta
beat Caleb Williams.
We gotta beat Caleb. I cannot lose to Caleb.
I will say what the Commanders have that Philly doesn't have: health.
Yeah.
So far, health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's critical. Can you really back a Philly team that's just so banged up and their weapons are neutralized because of injury?
Yeah. It is a Jahan Dawson revenge game.
They should be back to 100% pretty close after their bye week. That should help them. Who are they playing out of that bye?
They get the Browns at home.
Oh, there you go.
Then back-to-back on the road at the Giants, at the Bengals, and then they've got a soft landing spot first week in November, home to the Jags.
Yeah, so they should be fine, just assuming those receivers are back.
I would love to know what Quinn sees in the film when he said to the guys, hey, we've been unacceptable the first few weeks on defense,
mm-hmm.
but you're not as far off as you think.
I mean,
what is he seeing?
When I heard,
I
was thinking.
No,
no, I was thinking of just some of those St. Juice plays.
He might just be.
Like, St. Juice gave up a couple of touchdowns where he's right there.
He's probably just being positive, too.
Yeah, that could be.
He must be seeing something.
Keeping the troops motivated.
I mean, like, the coverage isn't. At times it's been bad, but at times it's.
I agree with
that. It's like the guy's right there, but just a better throw.
And I also think we were right there on Baker. I said it right after the game. Four or five times, normally Baker would have been sacked. But he wiggled his way out of there.
Give him credit. I mean, he was adept at finding his way out of pressure in week one.
We didn't think that the defense would be this bad. We thought it'd be better.
Marginally
better.
Always think they're going to be better.
Yeah.
And they
so that kind of surprised us the first 3 weeks.
Yesterday, I was stunned by the defensive performance.
The way the offense is playing, if the defense can just be 20th ranked in the NFL, you're a playoff
team. If you could force three punts, you can almost count on a dub.
I was stunned by the defense because the first drive, it looked like everything we'd seen leading up. And I was like, oh, well, here
we're going to horror show.
Now we're in for 30-plus. Like, it's going to be another shootout.
My leg of the parlay hit.
A blowout.
I couldn't believe
my leg of the parlay hit because I said, just take the top receiver against
Washington's
defense.
Plan.
And it happened, boom, in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe some of the sacks Kyler was taking. I couldn't believe he didn't take off and run more. I was just stunned by it.
Well, Sutter said that he not even
like
throwing to open receivers.
Yeah.
He looked terrible.
He looked terrible. Yeah. I'm telling you, I think
after the first drive,
Cliff
he looked
dialed
terrible.
Up some schemes
he did,
and he talked to
seeing
defense.
Some ghosts.
He was also he's missing a safety blanket in Trey McBride. He loves throwing the ball to him in the short and intermediate. He missed. No, that's not an excuse for not like.
Well, they should have another guy that can do the same.
Well, he also has to know. Like, he's been in the league long enough. He can't sit back there and pat the ball and wait for the pass rush to just.
I couldn't believe some of the sacks we were getting.
He's not
that
good. He's okay.
He's
been a disappointment.
I'd say he's better than okay, but he's not. I wouldn't put
him
in top tier.
Is what he is.
No, yeah, he's not even close to top tier.
If you ranked all the quarterbacks, he's like 15.
He's middle of the pack.
Okay. Let's go to Adonis. What a name, Cakes.
Man,
Adonis.
You better be handsome if your name's Adonis. You can't be fugly.
Yeah, you're not a big pig, are you, Adonis?
Good morning, junkies. First off, happy Victory Monday. I am
that means
young.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're kind of gross, right?
Under our belts, okay? I've been a fan of Washington since I was 4 years old, when Sean Taylor was around, when he first came to D.C., rest in peace to him. Now I'm 24 years old now. God, that makes me sound old. And I have not been this excited to be a Washington fan in, like, ever, basically. I can think back to just RG3, but you know what? Move over RG3 because Jaden is taking over, okay? I mean, let's talk about him for a second. Like, not only is he leading the league in completion percentage, he has the highest completion percentage through the first four games.
Me.
Even higher than Geno Smith and Tom Brady, okay? Mm-hmm. Now that we're 3-1 and with our schedule that's coming up, I do believe we have a playoff chance. I do believe that we are a contender for the division easily.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Adonis.
Thank you, dreamy, handsome Adonis.
There's no chance.
That wouldn't answer our question.
I mean, there's a 0% chance he's dreamy or handsome.
The guy was on a mission.
Yeah, he was.
24, though. That's the exact same age as Kelsey, who texted me during the game. Can't believe what I'm watching. Hasn't been this fun watching a game in years.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's so smooth and effortless. Shocked by the defense. 24-year-olds haven't had a lot.
Why didn't she fly out to State Farm Stadium? She's like an hour plane flight away. She could have gone and seen it in person.
Mm.
Hung out with all the Combs fans out there in Arizona.
That's the only time we go out west, right? I think that's it. Yeah.
I think that's their furthest trip of the year.
We don't play Seattle or anything. Let's go to Tyler in Ashton. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, fellas. So, first-time caller, want to give a shout-out to my father-in-law, Ron, who's definitely listening right now. I tailed your parlay over the weekend, by the way, and I made $1,500 off a couple other bets. So, thank you guys for the touchdown parlay. I had a Terry anytime at halftime, and then I took Terry for the sixth touchdown just because I had a couple bucks to play with, and that's all because of you guys. So keep throwing those anytime touchdown parlays
out. We didn't hit the parlay.
Glad you hit, sir.
We hit legs of the parlay.
It's okay.
I think we have four out of five.
Please don't attack our producers because they took a plus 300 play. It's okay. It's all good. Parlays are hard to hit.
We don't care.
It's all good.
Do your own plays.
Yeah.
Don't.
I don't care who picks what. It means nothing to me. I don't think about it. It doesn't matter. If we win, I'm sorry.
I just felt bad the guys are attacking Drab and Valdez.
I never
for the
feel bad.
Pick.
They attack me more. I never feel bad.
Don't
you get
feel bad for us. We're fine.
Yeah.
Those guys are idiots for tailing us and then trying to blame us.
Let's go to Mo.
Well, he said he won, though.
Yeah, somehow he won. So he picked the right ones.
Yeah, maybe he held that one out.
Right ones, yeah.
Yeah, maybe just said, looked at 2-2 Atwell, said, I'm not putting that in the mix. I'm going to go with the others. We'll see.
Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to believe we absolutely are a contender. And if you look at what we're successful at, it travels. I mean, we play physical football. We're winning in the trenches. We establish the run. And then play action's going over the top with a mobile, accurate quarterback. Absolutely, we're a contender. We have the highest level of quarterback play within the division. And I believe the defense is starting to figure it out. I mean, I'm not sold on them yet, but they're starting to mesh. And if you look at the tests that they've been given over the first couple weeks. I mean, these are legitimate quarterbacks that they're going up against. Granted, Daniel Jones, he's suspect, but he's mobile, and he had a legitimate weapon who proved to be a weapon, and I think they're starting to figure it out. But moving forward, I absolutely like our chances, man. And keep in mind, we're starting to become a destination. So with regards to, you know, acquisitions from free agents and so forth,
yep.
People are going to want to come here. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, Brian, right, following up on that, the Commanders have hit on the rarest thing in all the NFL, a guy on a rookie deal, a quarterback on a rookie deal making little money relatively, where now they can spend a bunch of money on the rest of the roster to upgrade around him.
Yep. Well,
they found their unicorn.
They've also just like hit on some of these like free agents, you know, like the kicker find.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant. Bringing Noah Brown in, brilliant. Bringing Oz in has been helpful.
Yep. The depth is better. The depth when the starters go down, when Eckler goes down, McNichols, you're in, your next man up, produces.
They've patched together an offensive line that's shocked people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting coached up, though.
Right.
They're getting coached up.
The coaching can't be overstated.
It can't
be. The coaching is so much better.
It's been huge, especially on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Coaching matters, but the quarterback matters the most.
It definitely matters. It's unreal. But it
goes hand in hand with a coordinator that knows your strengths and can put you out there and get positive plays. I mean, that's huge. If Eric Bieniemy is here, he ain't as good.
No.
I'm sorry. He's just not.
Well, he's currently ruining UCLA right now.
Well, they got a lot of issues. But yeah.
By the way, this is a side note. Can you imagine Jaden Daniels' agent with all the endorsement deals?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, hold on. I got to put you on hold. Oh, there's another call. Another corporate titan wants Jaden to endorse a product. Oh, I got to put you on hold. I got another call. I mean, the world is that kid's oyster. Good for him.
Coming up next, we will talk to ESPN.com insider John Keim here on The Junkies.